This is Darla Gentry reminding you that you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church across America and around the world. So thankful and delighted to have you with us on this Lord's Day, and we are pioneering Breakout Radio Church. For those who are disconnected, confined, the unchurched, the unsaved, the unreached, for those who are listening around the world who may not have a home church, or maybe you have to work on Sundays. So we're inviting millions around the world to come and be a part of our congregation this morning. Whatever your situation is, we are glad to have you here with us here at Breakout Radio Church this morning. And we want to welcome those of you that are listening to this service across America, the nations of the world, and including if you are attending Breakout Radio Church today, you're not a member of a church, I'll tell you at the close of this service how you can become a member. Father, we just are so very, very thankful and grateful for those that are with us here today at Breakout Radio Church. I just pray, Lord, wherever they may be across America, around the world, that you would anoint their ears to hear, their spiritual ears, anoint their spiritual eyes to see, anoint their hearts to receive, I pray, in Jesus' name. And I pray that you would anoint me today, your servant, to be able to minister the word here on here at BP Breakout Radio Church, broadcasting on BPN Radio today. If they're listening on this Sunday morning as we broadcast live here today from our studios in Austin, Texas, or if they're listening to a replay throughout the week here on BPN Radio, we pray that you would anoint. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And I'm going to preach today on a very important subject that addresses what's happening in America. We've had a very eventful week in this nation, and I'm going to preach about that, the word that the Holy Spirit has laid upon my heart. But right now, we're just going to spend some time in praise and worship. So here we go.
My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music.
I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies.
Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
Setting sun, His love endures forever, and by the His love.
His love endures forever. His love endures forever.
Uh-huh.
His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love.
Praise you, Lord, we magnify you, we honor you here on this Sunday morning here at Breakout Radio Church. We are so very, very thankful and grateful. Oh God, we praise you. Would you honor the Lord with me today? Oh, we declare today, Lord, that you are high and lifted up, and we praise you and we honor you and we magnify you here on this Sunday morning, this summer Sunday morning. In Jesus' name, and Lord, we just declare that the name of Jesus is exalted here at Breakout Radio Church. So grateful to have you attending here today in Jesus' name. And we're just going to continue to worship Him today, lifting up holy hands to a holy God in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Let's worship Him today.
Above all wisdom.
took the fall and thought of me above all.
Thank you, Lord. Well, we praise you, Lord. We're so very, very grateful and very, very thankful today. I want to read today from the book of Luke, chapter number 4, beginning with verse 14. And this is the first sermon that Jesus preached after he came, after he was being tempted by the devil. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4, verse 14, "Then Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit to Galilee. And news of him went out through all the surrounding region, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all." So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. And I want to read from the book of Isaiah, the same chapter that Jesus was reading from, Isaiah 61. And it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified, and they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs." So Jesus' first sermon was from the book of Isaiah. He read that, and then he simply sat down, all the eyes were upon him. But I want to do an addendum this morning from Luke chapter 4, and I believe that the Holy Spirit is speaking to us concerning one word. That's the word that I had in my spirit when I went to bed last night, and the word that I had in my spirit when I rose early on this Sunday morning. And the word is shame. And the Holy Spirit kept speaking to me this word, shame. You know, our president said that we are not a divided nation, but we are. I'm not talking about Democrats and Republicans. I'm not talking about liberals or conservatives. I'm talking about the shamed and the unashamed. So we are a divided nation. We are have those that are shamed and those that are unashamed. You know, when we look at the word shame, it means humiliation, mortification, chagrin, embarrassment, indignity, discomfort, remorse, contrition, indifference, disgrace, discredit, degradation, disrepute, scandal, contempt. It means misfortune. It means bad luck, a bummer, a crime, a sin, a crying shame. And so all of those are, we know are synonyms for the word shame. And so there are so many people that today are living in shame. And then we have the unashamed. And so the unashamed, the dictionary says, are those who give expression or act openly without guilt or embarrassment. They are unashamed. You know, David wrote about the people that were, he wrote in the book of Psalms, he said, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal, who keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed. But Jeremiah talked about the ashamed. He said, when they had committed abomination, did they express shame? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. At the time I punish them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. So we've had a very momentous week in this nation. The news report has been filled with happenings in Dallas and other places in America. Police shooting others and policemen being shot and killed themselves. And so several police officers were shot down in Dallas as well as other geographical locations in America because there is a segment of people in this nation who have no shame. No shame to gun down those who are protecting the streets of this nation. Now, we know that there are a few bad apples in the police department, but everywhere there is a few bad apples. But we also know that most of these men and women are on the streets of our nation to keep us safe. If these 600,000 men and women in blue left our streets today, by tomorrow our nation would be bathed in blood by those who have no shame. So we have a segment in America that has no shame. And we're witness a segment of this nation that are fully expressing that they have no shame. They're no shame. They're unashamed to kill cops. They're unashamed to dishonor their father or mother. Unashamed to curse them. Unashamed to take God's name in vain, even on public television. Unashamed to take the name of Jesus out of our vocabulary, out of the marketplace. Unashamed to use his name in vain. Unashamed to take prayer out of our schools. And unashamed to take the Ten Commandments off the walls. Unashamed to murder their own children, their own babies, even in the womb. Unashamed to take their clothes off in public. Unashamed to share the most intimate details of their life. Unashamed to openly display acts of immorality. Unashamed to force young ladies to share their bathroom, locker room, and shower with young men. We have a society that cannot blush. Jeremiah said, could they blush? He said, no, they could not blush. When they sinned, they could not blush. And so he said again, were they ashamed when they committed abomination? No, they were not all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. So we're living in a society that does not know how to blush. There is nothing. There is no. I mean, even in our songs, I like country music if it's good music. But even in country music, we have songs that are being sung unashamed, and the videos of, as well as other secular types of music and videos are just incredibly low down. Rotten. Why? Because why would they expose themselves like this? Why would they act like this? Why would they say this? Because we have a segment in our nation, a segment in America that are absolutely unashamed. They have no shame. And so, for these, we will pray today. And I believe that as people begin to realize that they are living a life of whatever, and they're not ashamed of anything, I believe that God will bring them to repentance, which will result in another spiritual awakening in this nation. Then there's another group in America who live in shame. They're ashamed of their past. They're ashamed that of what they have done, even in their childhood. They're ashamed of things that have happened in their life where they are guilty, and many of them are ashamed even when they had nothing to do with it. They were taken advantage of them. They were taken advantage of, and they are still ashamed of these happenings, these things in their past. They're ashamed to tell anybody, anyone about that. They're ashamed of their past. They're ashamed of the color of their skin. They're ashamed of their upbringing. They're ashamed of their parents. They're ashamed of their education. They're ashamed of so many, many things. And they are continually living in that domain, the domain of shame. But in Isaiah 61, we know that the prophet gives expression about those who are ashamed. He said, those that are ashamed, they shall receive double honor. And so I believe today that God wants to remove the shame off of people in this nation. And when the shame is removed, here's what's going to happen. They shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations. What has happened in America? We are in America. We are living in a time when the walls have been broken down in this land and the gates have been burned with fire. And so many, many places have been ruined. And he said he would raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities. So many cities have been overrun with spirits of darkness, and sin is on the move 24 hours a day. The city has been darkened by the evil deeds of those who obey the voice of the enemy. And so we know that when shame is removed, and when the people that are unashamed get right with God, we're going to begin to build the old ruins. You say, is there still hope for America? Yes, that's why that I'm leading prayer on BPN radio, when we have prayer 24 hours a day around the clock on internet radio, because I believe that there is still hope for America. Even though it's become very dark, even though it is late, I don't believe it's too late. I believe that God wants to remove the shame off of Christians, off of the servants of God, and he wants those that are unashamed to come to know him as their personal Savior and Lord. So what did he say? He said, I'm going to rebuild the old ruins. When the shame is removed and the unashamed is removed, he said, I'm going to rebuild the old ruins. I'm going to raise up the former desolations. I'm going to repair the ruined cities. I'm going to restore the desolation of many generations. And so this is a promise that was found in the book of Isaiah that Jesus was reading from in Luke chapter 4. He said he was going to restore. We are living in a time when generations have been broken down. And people's lives have been ruined because of shame, and they live in that arena, and they live in that aura of shame. I went to a restaurant to eat the other day. My son Rick and I, we took a beautiful drive in the hill country, and we stopped at a hamburger place because I love hamburgers. I'd rather have a hamburger than a steak any day. I just love hamburgers. I try not to eat too many of them for health reasons. But this was a good hamburger place. And there was a lady that was our waitress. And at the close of our meal, I went up to the cash register and I gave her, I paid for our meal, and I included a nice tip, which I always do because I'm a generous man. And I believe that God loves generosity. And if we're generous, if we sow generous seed, then we're going to reap generosity. So I left a nice tip, but I looked at that woman. Suddenly the Holy Spirit came upon me. She told me that, concerning some things that were going on in her life. And I saw an extra 20 in my wallet. So I pulled out the 20 and I said, I want to sow a seed into your life. And when I gave her the extra $20, she started crying. And she came around, gave me a hug, and I said a prayer for her. She said she was a Christian. I could tell that she loved Jesus, but I could also tell that she had lived a life of confusion, that she had lived a life of humiliation. And even though she had come to know the Lord as her personal Savior, I could tell that there was still a lot of shame on her. And when I looked her in the eye, that revelatory gift that is inside of me came on me, and I began to speak the word of knowledge. And I said, I know that when you were a young person, that you were robbed of your childhood. You did not have the opportunity to grow up as a normal child would, with laughter and dancing and having fun. I said there was a lot of things that went on in your life, very shameful things. But I know that God has a wonderful plan for you, and He is going to make up for lost time. And she cried again, gave me another hug, and I prayed for her. But I realized as I walked away that there are so many, many today that are living in that aura of shame. And you've been taken advantage of when you were young, or there's things in your life that were stigmas in your life, and you've had a very difficult time overcoming those stigmas. And, you know, I can remember when I was a boy, my dad was a Pentecostal preacher. And, for a little while, he pastored a church, in the little town that I grew up in called the Pentecostal Church of God. And when I was growing up, I did not want my friends to know that I went to a Pentecostal church. There was a stigma there. There was a shame for some reason, I guess, because a lot of people put that label on churches during those days. You're a Pentecostal, and that meant that you were a holy roller, or you shouted out loud, or you spoke in that different language. And it became a stigma, became something, even though that I was a Christian young man. I loved my parents, but I did not like going or letting people know that I went to a Pentecostal church. It was something that I was ashamed of. And so, you know, that is a clear sign or signal of what so many, many people go through today. Even some of your children, they're ashamed that maybe that you are Christians, or they're ashamed to say that they're a Christian. There is so many, many things that we can be ashamed of. I believe that God wants to deliver us from the spirit of shame. So there's two groups of people, those that are unashamed. They will do anything, everything, and feel no shame. They're like the people that Jeremiah talked about. He said, were they ashamed when they committed these things? No, they were not ashamed. They could not even blush. We live in a society that cannot even blush. And we believe that God desires to send revivals to these cities, and revive and a spiritual awakening to this nation, and begin to minister to people that are unashamed. Because when they're unashamed, they have hatred in their heart. When they're unashamed, they commit all kinds of abominations. When they're unashamed, they don't care what people think about them. When they're unashamed, they don't even mind their face being plastered on the 6 o'clock news, or their name being printed in the newspaper, because they have no shame. And then we have the other group of people that know Jesus, but they still are not free. They still are bound by the spirit of shame, and they carry that from one generation to another. They are ashamed of their posterity. They are ashamed of the life of what they have done in the past, and they have never been freed. They have never been delivered. They have never come to a place of liberty because of their shame. But what did the word of the Lord say? He said, because of this shame, He said, I've come to heal you. I've come to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, the planning of the Lord that he may be glorified. He's come to rebuild the old ruins, to raise up the former desolations, to repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. And he said, because of this, you shall be named the priest of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. Instead of confusion, you will rejoice in your portion. Everlasting joy shall be yours, and the Lord will give you justice, and he will direct your work in truth, and he will make you an everlasting covenant. Your descendants shall be known among the Gentiles, and your offspring, they shall acknowledge the Lord, and you will greatly rejoice in the Lord. I'm just speaking from Isaiah 61. You shall be joyful, and you will be covered with a robe of righteousness. And the Lord said that your righteousness shall spring forth. And what did he say? He said, I'm going to give you blessings when you come to a place of no shame. What does that mean? When you have been forgiven, you have been forgiven, but you still have the stigma of shame. So I'm going to pray, first of all, for those of you today that carry shame. You know Jesus, but you're ashamed of your past. You're ashamed of your parents. You're ashamed of the church you may go to. There's a lot of shame. And accompanied by shame is a lot of heaviness and sorrow, depression, oppression. And so I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every Christian that is attending Breakout Radio Church today. I pray for those who carry the guilt and the condemnation. And maybe there has been fornication. Maybe there's been adultery. Maybe there's been all sorts of moral failures in their life. They've been forgiven, but they still carry that shame. Maybe there were times they dishonored their father and mother. They've been forgiven, but they still carry the shame. And there are things that we could have done better in life, mistakes that we have made, and we carry that shame. But you desire to deliver us. And you said, instead of that shame, you are going to give us double honor. So, Lord, we know this is a double honor day. For those who are attending Breakout Radio Church, you're going to give them double honor. You said you would give us double honor. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. That's what the word of the Lord is. And so I just take authority today over that spirit of shame, that spirit of guilt and condemnation, the spirit of not having done enough, not having been enough, and that shame that occupies their life. Lord, I know that you desire not only to deliver us from sin because of our faith in you, Lord, but also to deliver us today from the shame, the condemnation, the guilt, the heaviness, the sorrow, the depression. And in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of shame that is operating in people today attending Breakout Radio Church. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. And I just pray for you right now. And I pray that you will accept this prayer in Jesus' name, that you will receive this prayer of freedom in your life, free from all shame, all past condemnation, and receive today the double honor. Instead of confusion, you are moving to a place of rejoicing. And just about the time that you start thinking about the good things and you think about I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have gone there. I should not have made that statement. But today, I declare in the name of Jesus that you are being released from all of that. And you, instead of your shame, are receiving double honor. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs to say, I receive that prayer, and I receive that deliverance. I receive that freedom from shame in my life, whether it was my fault or somebody else's fault. I will receive it now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I will receive the double honor. The double honor. The blessings that come with knowing the Lord. And now I pray for those of you that are bound by the spirit of darkness, and you're bound by hatred, you're bound by confusion, you continually want revenge, you have no peace. Sin is only a temporary relief in your life. And I pray for you now, in Jesus' name. Those of you that cannot blush, those of you that are unashamed, you must understand that there is an eternity. And I want to ask you here on this Sunday morning, if you were to die today, where would you spend eternity? I pray for those of you who have hardness of heart, your conscience is seared, and you may even be mocking at this message today. I pray for you right now. Those of you that are unashamed and you're taking God's name in vain. You're unashamed in every area of your life. There's no shame. You don't even know how to blush. I pray for you. It's a day of repentance. And I'm asking God to come because He loves you so much. He loves you so much that He sent His Son that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. Would you say these words after me? Lord Jesus, I believe You're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. And You arose on the third day. I ask You, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept You as my Lord and Savior. Cleanse me by Your blood. Make me clean again. Clean to follow after You. Cleanse my mind. Cleanse my heart. Cleanse my spirit. I don't want to live this life anymore. And with Your strength and help, I'm going to live for You and serve You all the days of my life. Thank You, Jesus. If you said that prayer, I want you to send me an email at Breakout Prayer Network, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. You can also send a prayer request by going to bpnradio.com. There's a place there that you can send your prayer request, your testimony, what God has done in your life. And if there's a local church near you that you'd like to become a part of, we recommend that. A Bible-believing church, a pastor that will reach out to you. And if you don't have a church, of course, and you're not able to attend a church on a Sunday because of certain situations in your life, then you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church. I remember a certain period in our life, even when we were in between churches, when I was a boy and my mom and my dad and myself, the three of us would gather around a radio and just go to radio church, and the preacher would preach, and we would sit around the radio and we would participate. And if you don't have a church today, you can be a member of Breakout Radio Church, and all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and there is a place where you can immediately, right there on the homepage, where you can immediately find the membership card, and you can fill that membership card out. And as a result, you will submit that, and we will get back with you. And so if you need a home church, you don't have one, not able to attend on a Sunday morning, something is going on, you're in between churches, maybe you've been disconnected, then all you have to do is go to Breakout Radio Church on bpnradio.com, and you can sign the membership there. Be sure, because we have people listening all around the world, be sure and put your country and the zip of your country. Enter that, submit it, and we will send you a confirmation. And so, Father, I just thank you for your blessings. I thank you for those people that are listening to Breakout Radio Church this morning. And I do want to give you an opportunity to give today. And so if you desire to give, make a contribution to Breakout Radio Church, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you go down to the bottom of the page, and there you can click the donate button. And when you click the donate button, it will come up as PayPal, but you also can use your credit cards, any of the major credit cards you can use in your giving today, your contribution today at Breakout Radio Church. And remember, if you would like to send us an offering, you can do that also. And all you have to do is make your check to Breakout. Make your check to Breakout, and you can send that check to the following address. As you get your offerings ready and your contributions ready to give, then I'm going to give you this information. Just a few moments, I'm going to pray over your gift today and ask the Holy Spirit to bless you and minister to you. But if you're making a check, you can make it to Breakout, P.O. Box 91985. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. I want to give that to you one more time. You can make it out to Breakout, and that is P.O. Box 91985. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. We'll give you just a few moments to prepare your gift, your offering, your contribution, your donation to Breakout Radio Church, and then I just want to speak a blessing upon you. And I'm so thankful that that I have the opportunity to have you attending Breakout Radio Church across America and around the world. And so I want to speak a blessing. I want to speak a blessing upon those of you that are about to give today. As you hold your check in your hand, or you have clicked the donate button and have made a donation. Father, I just want to bless the people that are giving today to Breakout Radio Church, sharing the gospel to people all across this nation and around the world today. Many that do not have a home church, they have been disconnected, possibly. They're just, I'm ministering maybe to an unreached people group somewhere around the world. And maybe they've been disconnected. Maybe they're confined. They're confined to a nursing facility. They're confined to their own home because of a disability. Maybe they are confined to a hospital today. Maybe they're having to work on this Sunday, every Sunday. Maybe they're first responders out there, and they're carrying their smartphone around in their pocket, attending Breakout Radio Church today. Maybe they're driving a truck. They're going down the road, and they're delivering goods, and they're far away from home. But they look forward to attending church every Sunday at Breakout Radio Church. And I pray for these truck drivers, these truckers that are delivering goods. And I pray for those first responders, maybe the police officers that are walking down the streets, protecting the streets of our nation with their smartphone in their pocket. Or maybe those that they cannot even see and they're listening on their computers today to BPN, to Breakout Radio Church on BPN Radio. I speak a blessing over them right now. In Jesus' name, I speak a blessing upon those that are giving today. I pray that you would take the tithe offering, the contribution, the donation that they're giving today to Breakout Radio Church to help us call America to pray and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ across America and around the world, helping invest in this ministry that is being broadcast all around the world at this very moment. I pray that you would bless these people that are investing in Jesus' name. Bless them and multiply their seed in the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. Father, I pray today as people give that you would bless them in Jesus' name. Thank you so very, very much for your giving. And as you finish your giving, I want to pray today for those that are sick and pain. You know, when you're in pain, that's about all that you can think about. And I want to pray for those of you that need a miracle. I want to pray for those of you that need a physical healing. And I'm just going to pray for you right now. Father, here at Breakout Radio Church, in Jesus' name, I pray, oh God, for those that need healing in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you would minister healing to them. Touch them, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know that you sent your word and healed them and delivered them from all of their destructions. And I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would touch them. In the name of the Lord, let your healing virtue flow through them. In the name of the Lord, just receive your healing right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I pray for those today. I pray for those today that are going through emotional pain, depression, oppression, and their life is just a life of heaviness. In Jesus' name, their life is a life of heaviness and sadness and sorrow. I pray for those who are grieving today that you would minister to them. In Jesus' name, that you would minister to them in the name of the Lord. Touch them, Holy Spirit, right now. Those who are grieving for the loss of a loved one, it may be recently or it may have been some time ago, but there's still grief and sadness and sorrow in their heart. I pray for them right now. I pray for those that have been abandoned, been forsaken. Someone left you that you love dearly. I pray for you right now. I pray the Holy Spirit would just touch you and minister to you right now in Jesus' name. And I pray the Holy Spirit would draw you close today as we conclude with a song. We just allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's everybody just reach out to Jesus and let him draw you close here on this Lord's Day, on this Sunday morning.
Draw me close to you. never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm afraid. You are my desire. No one else will do, 'cause nothing else can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace, help me find a way, bring me back to you.
I pray today, Lord, for I pray for those today across America that are suffering as a result of the loss of a father, a mother, sister, brother, son or daughter, and the shootings across America this week. I pray for the families of those police officers that were killed in the line of duty in Dallas and those that were wounded. Also pray for the families of those who were shot by policemen in other places. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would come and send another spiritual awakening to America. We so desperately need you, God. I pray, Lord, that you would raise up the ruins and cities all across this land. I pray that godly people will run for political office. And I pray that righteousness will begin to prevail in cities all across America and in this nation. In Jesus' name, we bind the spirit of violence. We bind the spirit of strife. We bind the spirit of racism. We bind the spirit of murder. Lord, we need your help now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And bless the people that have been attending radio, a breakout radio church today. Bless them abundantly, bountifully, in the name of Jesus. You have a wonderful day. Thank you for coming today. Thank you for being a part. God give you a blessed day, a wonderful day.